Welcome to The Lounge Chair, where host Melissa Parsons imparts her wisdom and knowledge to transform mindsets by teaching listeners how to choose and control their thoughts. Find motivation to take control of your thinking and make lasting changes in order to build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. Transforming mindsets, one thought at a time.
Bring out your inner diamond here at Diamond District Beauty, where we offer multiple clean beauty products made with all natural ingredients, free from harsh toxins and chemicals. Our products not only look good on you, but are good for you. Join our Diamond Club today on our website for early access to new exclusive member sales and discounts. You can join today at www.diamonddistrictbeauty.com and receive 30% off your first purchase. Let us help bring out your inner diamond here at Diamond District Beauty. We offer all natural clean beauty products, free from harmful toxins and chemicals, designed to not only look good on you, but also be good for you.
Welcome everyone, it's your girl Melissa with the Lounge Chair Podcast, and today we're going to explore the transformative concept of dying to live and how it can bring new life and purpose to our existence. So join me as we embark on a journey of introspection and renewal as we explore the new powerful theme of dying to live. It's a concept of the idea that by letting go, we can gain more. Yet within this paradox lies a profound truth. The path to new life and purpose often begins with a willingness to shed old beliefs and our old selves, our fears, and our limitations. So in this episode, we will dive deep into the heart of this concept, exploring how it can breathe new vitality into our existence. So together, we will unravel the threads of this idea, examine how it transcends cultural and spiritual boundaries, touching the core of what it means to be human, whether you draw inspiration from your faith, your personal experience, philosophy. The notion of dying to live offers an invitation to release the past, accept the present, and step confidently into the future. So, the concept of dying to self is rooted in several passages from the Bible, particularly in the New Testament. It emphasized the idea of surrendering one's own desires, ego, and worldly attachments in order to live in an alignment with God's will and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. So in Matthew 16:24-25, then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it." Isn't it incredible how life offers us multiple avenues for transformation? Some of us believe that adopting a healthier lifestyle will bring a profound change, and it's unquestionable. It unquestionably does. Others chase after higher paying jobs, and yes, they often see a transformation in their finances. But today, I want to take you on a journey towards a transformation of a different caliber. A transformation that transcends the physical, financial, and earthly realms. We want to talk a little bit more of how it transcends our spirit. You see, while eating healthier and securing financial stability are indeed important pursuits, they don't provide the fullness of transformation that we are truly yearning for. The transformation we speak is one that beckons us to die to ourselves so that we can be reborn through the boundless love and grace of Christ. It's a transformation that surpasses the limits of health or wealth. It's about the renewal of our hearts, minds, and spirits, awakening to a deeper purpose and a higher calling that we have on our lives. It's about finding abundance in God's embrace. Eating healthier may nourish our bodies, and financial success may ease our worldly burdens, but the transformation we're discussing today is about nourishing our souls. It's about shedding the old self-centered ways and embracing the life-altering, soul-renewing power of Christ's love. In Philippians 1, 21 to 25, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go in living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. What is more necessary for you that I remain in the body? Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that through my being with you again, your boosting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." In this powerful statement, Paul expresses that his life is entirely centered on Christ. Living means serving and glorifying Christ, and dying would be a gain because it would bring him into a closer, eternal relationship with Christ. "I am to go on living in the body. This will mean fruitful labor for me." Paul acknowledges that as long as he continues to live on earth, he has a purpose and calling to fulfill. His life's work is a labor in spreading the gospel and building up the faith of others. I have discovered that true abundance isn't measured by material wealth or physical well-being alone. It's measured by the richness of our faith and depths of our compassion and the wealth of our love for one another. It's found in the rebirth that occurs when we invite Christ into our lives. As I embrace this transformation, the most profound of all was me relinquishing my old self, my ego-driven desires, and let Christ's love and grace breathe new life into me. It's through his transformation that we unearth the abundance, purpose, and eternal love that God yearns for us to experience. What we are seeking is not only possible, but it is the very essence of our spiritual awakening. What we are seeking is not only possible, but it's the very essence of our spiritual awakening. It is profound realization that our quest for purpose, growth, and divine connection is a journey waiting to unfold. With faith as our compass and love as our guide, we're poised to unlock the limitless potential within us and step into the radiant light of our spiritual awakening. In Ephesians 1:4-5, for he chose us in him before the creations of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption of sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. This verse highlights the concept of God's divine plan and purpose for believers. It speaks of God's predestination and adoption of believers as his children through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's begin to dig even deeper into the idea of embracing transformation and relinquishing our old selves and renewing Christ's love and grace to breathe new life into us. It's not a mere change of habits or superficial shifts in our lives. It's a soul deep metamorphosis. It's about acknowledging our old selves with our ego-driven desires and self-centered pursuits can only take us so far. The call to die to ourselves may sound daunting, but it's an invitation to let go of the limitations we've placed upon ourselves, the masks we wear to fit in, and the burdens we carried for far too long. It's an invitation to strip away the layers and have revealed our true essence and that kept us from fully experiencing the love, grace, and purpose that God yearns for us to embrace. Imagine shedding the heavy armor of pride and selfishness and fear that has shielded our hearts from the transformative power of Christ's love. Picture the freedom that it comes with letting go the need for constant validation and approval and control. It's in the scared surrender that we make room for God's love and grace to flow into the depths of our souls. As we relinquish our old selves, something extraordinary occurs. Y'all, we become vessels that for a divine renewal. Christ's love breathes new life into us, igniting a fire of purpose and passion that burns brighter and even, you know, than we can ever even imagine. This is the transformation that transcends the boundaries of this world and connects us to the eternal love of our Creator. In this transformation, we unearth abundance beyond measure. It's not a wealth or of material possessions, but a richness of spirit, an overflowing well of compassion, forgiveness, and generosity. It's the joy of selflessness, the profound peace that comes from trust and the serenity of knowing we are beloved children of God. Purpose takes us on a whole new dimension. It's no longer confined to personal achievement or worldly success. Instead, it's about aligning our will with God's divine plan, becoming instruments of his love, grace, and healing in a broken world. Our purpose becomes a beacon of light, guiding others towards the same transformative journey, leading others, not just ourselves, but leading others to Christ. So let's release the old, limited versions of ourselves and open our hearts to the boundless possibility that awaits. It's through his beautiful process, it's through this beautiful process that we not only discover our purpose, but also experience the eternal love that God has been yearning for us to embrace all along, y'all. In life, there are moments when we find ourselves standing at a crossroads, yearning for the vibrant existence we know we deserve, but feeling as though we're trapped in the shadows of our own doubts and struggles in our own limited minds. It's in these very moments that we can discover our greatest strength through Christ during our weakest moments. It's okay to acknowledge those times when life challenges weighs heavy on our hearts, when it seems as if we are merely existing rather than truly living. Remember, you are not alone in these feelings. Trust me, you are not alone in these feelings. They are a part of the shared human experience, like emotions, love and relationship, birth and death, challenges and struggles, growth and learnings, hopes and dreams, compassion and empathy, moral and ethical questions, it's spirituality and meaning, arts and expressions. We are all human and we all experience the same thing. So you are not alone. Don't let the enemy lie to you, thinking that you're the only one that is experiencing hard challenges or trials. You are not alone. And recognizing the shared human experience can foster empathy, understanding, and a sense of unity among individuals and cultures. It reminds us that despite our differences, we are all part of the same human family navigating life together, okay? It's during these moments that the potential for transformation is most potent. Think of a seed buried deep in the earth, surrounded by darkness. It might feel confined, but within that darkness, its roots are growing stronger. It's gathering the nourishment it needs to push through the soil and reach for the sunlight, y'all. It's about us pushing through whatever darkness because there's light. There's light inside of the darkness. God always gives us a way out. He always gives us a way out. He never gives us more than what we can bear. But through all of that, through our weakness, we can take on His strength, His supernatural strength. Likewise, you are gathering strength in your moments of struggle. Your desire for a fuller life is the beacon that guides you forward. Just as a caterpillar feels confined in its cocoon before emerging as a butterfly, you too are in the midst of a profound transformation. Trust that God has given you the capacity for growth, knowing that even in the darkest moments, you are gathering the strength and wisdom needed to break through into the light. The desire for more, the longing for a richer existence, is the spark of life itself. It's the inner voice urging you to live authentically, to pursue your dreams, and to embrace the beauty of every day. Remember, it is in our struggles that we often find our greatest strength. So take a deep breath. And know that your path through challenging at times, is leading you to a life filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. In Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He paid a ransom for us, y'all. We've been paid. We've been paid with a price, y'all. God not just only want to give us a new life. He wants us to resurrect your dreams, regardless of life's challenges or setbacks. There's a divine power at work, ready to breathe new life into our inspirations and hopes. I had dreams and aspirations, but life challenges had pushed me to a brink of despair, if I can be honest. It felt as though the world had grown dim and my own light was fading. I found myself in a deep depression. But then, in my darkest hour, I encountered the transformation power of Christ's love. It was a moment of surrender, a letting go of my desires, and a humble acknowledgement of my need for something greater than myself. When I decided to surrender my will and give my heavy heart with burdens and doubts to Christ and accepted Him as my personal Savior, and in that moment of receiving the Holy Spirit, everything changed. Now, I'm not saying that it was easy, but everything changed. It wasn't an instant transformation. It was a journey, a profound and deeply personal one. I began to immerse myself in prayer, in the wisdom of Scripture, and in the fellowship of a loving and supportive community. Slowly but surely, I could feel a resurrection stirring within me. Okay? It took a while. I mean, when I got saved. My heart got saved instantly. But it took a little bit for my mind to catch up. Okay? So Christ's love and embrace breathed new life into my soul. The weight of past mistakes and regrets began to lift, replaced by a sense of forgiveness and redemption that I had never known before. It was as though the shackles of guilt and shame had broken, and I was free to walk in the light of His love. As I continue on this transformative path, I discovered a purpose that extended far beyond my own desires. It was a purpose rooted in serving others and sharing the love and grace that had been bestowed upon me. I found myself drawn to the acts of kindness, compassion, and generosity that I had never imagined possible. It even drew me to this podcast. The old self-centered version of me was fading away. It was making room for a new creation, a vessel of Christ's love and light. I began to see the world with fresh eyes and to appreciate the beauty of every moment and to find the joy in the simplest of gestures. The transformation was not just about me. It was about the world I could touch with Christ's love. Through Christ, I experienced a resurrection of hope, a renewal of purpose, and an awakening of the soul. I recognize that this journey was not about achieving worldly success or personal glory. It was about aligning my will with God's divine plan, becoming an instrument of His love and grace. Today, I stand before you as a living testament to the transformative power of Christ's love. I've experienced a resurrection of my spirit, a rebirth that has made me more compassionate, more forgiving, and more committed to living a life of purpose and service. This story is not just mine. It's a reflection of the boundless love and grace that Christ offers to each one of us. Y'all, it is a gift from God. Grace and mercy, that is a gift from God. His love, it is a gift. God is love, y'all. It is a reminder that no matter how lost or broken we may feel, there is always the possibility of resurrection and transformation through His love and through His Son, Jesus Christ. May you too experience the power of Christ's resurrection in your life. May it fill your heart and with hope, purpose, and eternal love. In Luke 9:23, Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. We have to take up our cross daily, y'all. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the catastrophe of life, dreams are the threads that weave our heart's deepest desire into reality. But sometimes amidst the trials and tribulations of life, it can feel like those dreams have faded or been buried beneath the weight of circumstances. Today, I want to remind you of the powerful truth. God wants to resurrect your dreams. When we face setbacks, it's easy to lose hope, but remember that God specializes in turning the impossible into the possible. Your dreams, no matter how big or seemingly unattainable, are within his grasp. He is the master of resurrection, breathing life into what was once thought to be lost. Your dreams are not just personal aspirations. They are a part of God's divine plan for your life. They align with your unique gifts, talents, and purpose. Hold fast to faith, for it is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Trust in God's timing, for he knows when the moment is ripe for the resurrection of your dreams. Keep your vision alive. Keep working towards your goals. And remember that with God, nothing is impossible. Your dreams are not dead. They are waiting to spring to life in a way that exceeds your wildest imagination. Discover your purpose. The power of purpose is a force that can transform your lives into a meaningful ways. It is driving motivation that gives our existence direction, fulfillment, and a sense of significance. And I want to remind you of the incredible power that lies within your sense of purpose. Purpose is not just a vague idea or a distant dream. It is the force that gives your life meaning and direction. It is the reason you wake up with enthusiasm each morning, ready to take on the world. Your purpose is as unique as your fingerprints, and it's waiting for you to discover and embrace it. Think about a puzzle. Each puzzle has a significant place and role in completing the picture. In the same way, you have a vital role to play in a grand puzzle of your life. Your purpose is the piece that fits perfectly into existence, and without it, the picture would be incomplete. It is about uncovering your passions, your talents, and causes that to resonate deeply with your heart. When you find your purpose, you tap into a wellspring of energy through the Holy Spirit and determination that can carry you through any challenge. Purpose is not static. It evolves as you do. It's a lifelong journey of growth and self-discovery. And remember, your purpose is not just about achieving personal success. It's about having a positive impact on the world and leaving a legacy of love and kindness and inspiration. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19, 20, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. In my moments of doubt or adversity, God's Spirit is my guide and light. He is my source that helps me to rise again after a fall. It's the unwavering belief that matters and that gives me the power to change my life. So as you navigate through life, never underestimate the power of your purpose. Embrace it with open arms, nurture it, and let it propel you to the new heights. You are meant for greatness, and your purpose is the key to unlocking your fullest potential. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. These verses, you know, emphasize the need for self-surrender, humility, and a focus on serving God and other rather than pursuing self-centered desires. Dying to self is seen as a transformative process of letting go of one's own will and submitting to God's will, which is believed to lead to a deeper spiritual connection with a more Christ-like way of living. In closing, y'all, remember that life's most profound transformations often requires us to letting go of the old, embracing the unknown, and trust in the journey. To truly love or to truly live, we must be willing to die to our old selves, shredding the limitations that hold us back. It is the process of resurrection that we discover the fullness of our potential. Y'all, I want to thank you again for tuning into the Lounge Chair Podcast. May this message inspire you to embark on your own journey of dying to live and discover the abundant life that awaits you. We would also like to leave you with three thought-provoking questions to help you embark on your spiritual journey. Question number one is, what is the deepest longing of your heart? And how might your spiritual journey help you discover and fulfill it? Question number two, in what ways can you let go of past limitations, doubts, and fears to embrace the transformative power of faith and spiritual growth? Question number three, as you embark on this journey, can you open your heart to the wisdom and guidance of the divine, trusting that your path is uniquely designed for your spiritual awakening? Again, y'all, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Lounge Chair Podcast, transforming mindsets one thought at a time. Don't forget to subscribe and follow to stay up to date with all our upcoming episodes. You can find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Podvine, Spotify, WordPress, YouTube, and social media platforms. Please share this with another person you think may benefit from creating a positive change in their lives. Thank you so much, y'all. Bye-bye. Love you. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Lounge Chair. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show so they too can build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.